Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The morning after.
With the news in your mouth!
It's Chrissy Bones, week 13. The NFL kicks off tonight in Dallas. Thursday Night Football, Saints at the Cowboys, 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox, NFL Network, and possibly on Amazon Prime. To New Orleans, minus 7.5, fourth game in 18 days for both teams. Saints led by, of course, Drew Brees, possible MVP, maybe the MVP, and Dak Prescott, a great day on Thanksgiving Day. Ezekiel Elliott over 1,000 yards and leads the league in rushing. Saints
again?
Can clinch the NFC South with a win tonight and a Carolina loss or tie in Tampa on Sunday.
That's not happening. Carolina's going to win on Sunday.
And
we'll get to another reason why. It's not like it's going to be a hostile environment. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are sinking fast right now.
NFL news, the fallout continues in Washington following their acquisition of alleged woman beater and former 49er Reuben Foster. The woman in question who dropped felony assault charges against Foster in the spring has agreed now to legally move forward with the new allegations of misdemeanor domestic violence against her by him. Her lawyer also added that she is, quote, hiding as she recovers from her injuries. As far as Redskins head coach Jay Gruden is concerned, quote, there's no guarantee he's ever going to play here.
And didn't he also say we'll deal with the, what was his exact quote, actually?
He did say something like that.
Which would have been probably, yeah. Let's get to the exact quote. What did he say?
Yeah, see, the thing about
he said,
it is,
we'll deal with the fallout. He said something that was really came across in the wrong
said,
way
who said it, though?
Jay Gruden.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if I couldn't be one of Dan Snyder's, like, little henchmen. You know what I'm saying? You know what? My thing is, if I'm Jay Gruden and you're telling me this, you get the microphone to come to the podium and explain to these people why you want to bring this jackass on.
Jay Gruden probably, you know, he's the one who wants to do it.
I think it's no. Well,
Jay Gruden's exact quote: "We'll deal with the outcry."
This is Snyder.
You know what? We'll deal with the outcry.
Exactly, it's Snyder. And Snyder's listen, saying, "Go tell him this."
I get it. It's hard to leave people, and I don't get involved in people's, especially with domestic stuff. There's some, you know, you're married, or sometimes someone's trapped. This girl's not trapped with Reuben Foster.
That's true, too. No. That's true, too.
It's not like it's not the Hallmark movie of the week where no. She's locked in, and no. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, he's got control of my life.
And last time, didn't she drop the charges?
She dropped the
charges. And like, then she said that her friend, and she got into a, like, she said she made up the story and that she got into a physical
like, sometimes
fight
two people
girl.
Shouldn't be around each other.
It's over.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, honestly,
it's over.
Like, if I was his agent, I'd tell him, listen, bro, either you just get away from this chick and stay out of trouble, or I'd drop you. Pretty simple, like, but it's enough crap. He's not even that good. It's over.
It also looks really
cares.
Bad. That
not
no
worth
no
the
other
headache.
Team made a claim either, so it looks really bad for Washington. How bad have things gotten in Tampa? Attendance at Bucs games is so low that the team is offering each season ticket holder now two free tickets to Sunday's game against the Panthers. Last Sunday's 27-9 win against the 49ers in Tampa had the lowest attendance of any game there in the past 8 years.
It goes to show, though, like, why don't they just offer the tickets to, like, the United Way or give it to, like, a veteran association?
Exactly, they should do that.
They're giving two extra tickets to season ticket holders who didn't go to the game last week. Like, no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't give tickets away. Like, if you were season, Corey, if somebody asked you to go to the Jet game this week, would you go? Probably not.
Probably not.
No. Like, why would you, if you're in Tampa right now and a season ticket holder, you'd be like, just because you love the Bucs and you're a season ticket holder, I'm not going to go sit through this crap for 4 hours.
I don't blame you,
the
son.
People in Tampa don't want to watch it.
It's not. Sun shining on you, you
they
know
what I'm football
saying?
In Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
They know craziness in Florida. They know how to screw elections up in Florida.
Yeah.
they know bath salts in Florida, but they know football.
Go see a college game.
Yeah, they like football.
Those Florida
there.
People are something else.
I used to have Eagles season tickets, and I've been in that position where I couldn't find anybody wanted to go
that's
to the game
because
they were so bad. And I'm, well, I could rather sit home, and I got people coming over.
Like, the
bad.
Buccaneers giving extra tickets to their season ticket holders it's not going to fill the building. That was your whole point.
Big game in the NBA tonight. Warriors in Toronto with the Raptors. Raptors 18-4. Steph Curry will not play for Golden State. Returns to the lineup Saturday in Detroit. Draymond Green also still out with a bad toe. It's -8, I believe.
Yes.
The Raptors minus eight. Toronto comes into tonight with the league's best record and probably the biggest threat to the Dubs championship. Raptors, the only NBA team that ranks in the top seven, offense and defense. Kyle Korver, the next domino to fall in Cleveland. Cavs trading Korver to the Jazz Wednesday. Cleveland now 4-16.
Utah.
And clearly in the youth movement rebuild mode.
Utah got another bog. You know what a bog is, Corey?
Utah bogs down the offense?
Best available white guy. Yeah, and I'm not saying that, you know, that's in their criteria, but you'll just notice, like, there's certain teams that, like, Utah is just that team that's generally.
Have you seen the audience?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, Joe Ingles ain't on the Atlanta Hawks.
No, exactly. Memphis, exactly. I mean? Like, if you look at it,
it's not a coincidence that these guys, like, end up on that team.
What's
your
man that ran for president that got smashed by Barack Obama? Was warned, was at the game last year wearing the jersey?
Romney.
Yeah, Mitt Romney was like,
Mitt.
Is their number one fan. You know what I'm saying?
He's like the Drake courtside.
Yeah.
That's a horrible call, Mr. Referee.
And finally, a crazy story. A low-level soccer team in Ireland has apologized for faking the death of one of its players to avoid an upcoming game. Ballybrack Football Club falsely told officials that one of its players died in a traffic accident last Thursday night, so they postponed the game, then held a moment of silence. Prayers at all the games
his
over the weekend.
Alive.
Fernando Lafuente works as a software company engineer full-time, was aware they were going to make up a story, didn't know it would be that. He was home playing video games when he found out he was dead.
They went through quite the
it's like
quite
you,
the
I
length.
Can't come to work, man.
I'm dead.
Like the morning after continues.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The morning after.
But I smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
Oh, yeah, let's roll. Level two. The morning after on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabriel Morenci. We appreciate you joining us on whatever platform you're tuning in on. Terrestrial radio on Sports Byline. YouTube, we've got a video chat open. Michelle Scirpico in the house.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Michelle's got the school teacher, the kindergarten teacher look today. What? Hello, Mr. Scirpico. How's my son doing?
Good morning, Mrs. Scirpico.
He's are you really married? Good in math. He's not really good in English. He needs a little work on his literature, but
see, the kids would be too young to know how hot she is, but the parents wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's when the father's like, tell him, I'll go to the teacher parent meeting there.
I'll take care of it.
And your experience has quite ever happened? Like, you go to teacher parent meeting and you ever think, man, I want to hit on this chick, but it's pretty inappropriate probably.
I slept with one of my son's teachers. What?
Wow.
Not against the law.
I don't know. Unethically, did she give him good grades after, or did he earn them?
She was fine, you know what I'm saying? There wasn't no beef.
Very casual the way
he
threw it out there.
Well, he got accepted to a lot of colleges this week.
Exactly. So
I guess he did.
So he's sleeping with deans? Well.
It was his elementary school era, you know what I'm saying?
But, Corey set him up.
Yeah. And we wonder why Corey's not with the mother of the child anymore. Like, oh, yeah, I went to a pair. Yeah. So,
grade, I came in there. She was like, oh, y'all look just alike. You're like, he's a handsome little boy, just like his daddy. And I was like, listen, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, you know what I mean? It just so happened, I was out one night, and I'm like, this lady looked familiar.
Oh, really? You ran into her?
Teacher, yeah, after school.
Because I was going to say even cooler, like, if you would have been like, all right, son, I'll see you at home in a little while. And you just, like, did it right on the desk. If you had a story, like,
on
the desk in the school or in the teacher's lounge.
No, it wasn't
lounge.
Like that. You know, but what was crazy
was. Ran into her, like, man, this chicken. And you're like, oh.
She was late for work the day after, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So, like, you see, like, she was late for work. So, like, my son's mom is dropping them off at the school, and they outside. Like, the teacher not here yet. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, oh, that's interesting. The teacher's not here. And I'm like, oh, I really? I wonder what's taking her so long. Get up. Wake up.
Wow.
Those are the good old days, man.
Yeah, the good old days. To be young again, Corey.
I would love, man. Good times.
Yeah. You ask Corey a question, you get an answer, right?
There you go.
Right? I love it. Corey's got a lot of stories for us. I love it.
Matt Stinchcomb's going to join us. Marshall Faulk gonna step up and in. We'll jump in. Daily Roto just released their prop projections for the day. We'll take a look at some of the numbers, some comparisons. And we'll jump into this football game. We'll talk some college football, NBA basketball. But let's talk Cowboys and Saints, and we'll take a couple of your phone calls as well.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
And the morning after continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We heard Bones bring up this story from Ireland. Pretty twisted stuff here, man. So this is the story. Ballybrack FC told the league that they couldn't play in a game because one of their players died in a motorcycle accident.
Sorry to hit it.
When in reality, the player had actually just he moved back to Spain. Yeah. So it's not.
So they faked it.
Yeah. So it's a professional
league.
They
stood for him.
It's a professional league, but it's like it's not top division. So he basically retired.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
Said, I'm going back to Spain. I got a job. He basically said I got a good job offer. So I moved back to his. He moved back to his native Spain. So apparently the club wanted to fake the death of one of their own so they could postpone a match last Saturday in which they were having trouble finding enough players to field a team for.
Okay.
They didn't want to forfeit the game. So they came up with the idea that they were going to say that somebody died.
Okay.
Now, that's one thing pretty twisted. Now, I got to be honest with you. To me, that's the lowest form, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. That is the lowest form.
Like in real life, like has anybody ever used this? Like, I've never done that excuse. You know, when you're a kid or like, oh, you can't show up. And people say, oh, you know, my grandmother died.
Yeah, exactly.
You find out, it's like, no, they made it up. Or like people that use that. I don't joke around with loved ones dying.
No, that's not. That's I've not never a good done that. Look.
No,
You know what I mean?
Apparently like, this wasn't a loved one.
No, it's too far. It's just, you know, you come up with another stupid lie if you want. But whenever you use death and family,
death is not a good way to do it.
Whatever.
Because if that was the case, and then you could just throw that around like that, like, the Giants might be like, oh, Eli Manning passed. You know what I'm saying? We're playing the letter.
So instead of forfeiting the game, they wanted a postponement, right? And the other team was gracious and said, oh, sure, our sympathies.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
They're the ones that exposed it.
Right.
Because they actually started to contact people to see if they could help.
That's crazy. Son.
The opposition said, you know what? We want to help with the funeral or whatever. Like, what can we do? We want to help you guys.
Yeah.
And... then like they started to poke around. Yeah. They were like, the guy's not dead.
That's crazy.
So like Michelle said, they actually wore, they had a moment of silence, Corey, at the game.
That's wild.
And the parents were like freaking out,
they
right?
They wore black armbands.
Yeah.
The guy's relatives saw on the news in Ireland the ceremony.
That's wild.
They see them honoring. They're like, oh my God.
He said, son, I'm
my
dead.
My uncle died?
Yeah.
And then they actually call him. As they were called, he Hello? Was at home playing video games.
That's crazy. He was playing 2K19. That's
like,
wild.
What was his end? Like, what was his end goal? Like, was he going to pretend he's dead forever and just tied out and never?
No,
return?
he wasn't in on it.
Yeah, he wasn't in on it.
He didn't know.
Oh, he wasn't in on it. Okay. Yeah,
the team did this
when
without
he heard
his knowledge.
He died. When he got the news,
this guy
died.
Quit the team, moved back to Spain, said, "See, I'm moving to Spain."
Yeah.
They didn't have enough players to play a couple of days later.
Yeah.
So they just said, man, he died.
Got you. Okay.
So we can't play because we're in mourning because he died.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he found out. See, I wonder what happens when he, like, did he pinch himself to make sure he was alive? Or was he like, did something happen to me?
No, get this.
If it was me, I'd have thought I was dead.
No, get this.
I'd be like, oh.
He left.
Oh, yeah, darn it.
I'd be all in a twisted, like, is this real? I'd be like, you know what I mean? Like, I already think like that sometimes. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, man. I don't even know if this is real. Like, is this like, am I in some weird dimension? Like, I don't know. So he says, I was playing some video games. Suddenly I got a call from work and they said, you're a celebrity. And so I found out I was dead.
That's crazy. That's wild.
But he does go on. He goes, LaFuente said he knew something was amiss because the club contacted him earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And told him to disregard any statements that were going to be made.
They were
so
like,
they actually told him, listen, yeah.
Yeah.
He basically said, yeah, they told me beforehand, but I didn't know. He goes, they told me to ignore any forthcoming statements from the senior league that said I had an accident. So they probably told him, listen, we're going to say you're hurt.
Like, yeah.
You're hurt, you're like.
They was like, nah, you're dead. Yeah, like he passed away in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, so the guy that the club secretary that came up with this idea has resigned. And now authorities are looking into seeing if there's any sort of
legal ramification. Yeah. Yes, you figure it got to be.
You can't fake a death, but.
Yeah. But people, it's people here. Like, it's people that think Tupac's alive.
Like here in the studio? Or
no, I would hope not. It's people that think Elvis is alive. I'm talking United States. It's people that think like Tupac's alive.
Tupac's dead.
He's dead. They're all dead.
Everybody's
dead.
Elvis is not alive either.
Elvis would have been 100 today. So yeah, he's not
Elvis,
alive.
Elvis is dead.
People think Michael Jackson's alive.
No, Michael Jackson's not alive.
Michael Jackson's dead.
He's dead.
We've seen his dead body, yeah.
Prince is dead.
Prince is dead.
Yeah. They're all dead.
They're dead. Dead and gone.
But Stevie Wonder can see.
I agree with you. I agree with that.
Yep. You've come around.
Yeah, that's different. That's
Stevie Wonder can see. I think Stevie Wonder can see.
And it's inconclusive whether they ever landed on the moon or not.
I think they did.
I'm starting to second that moon thing, too. You brought up some good points about the moon.
Well, it doesn't surprise me you think that, Corey.
Oh, at least I don't think Colonel Sanders. It's Colonel Sanders.
Okay, you have a point.
Well, for the record, Michelle, I'm the one that's
Michelle,
been steering the anti-moon
conspiracy. You don't think the moon thing? Yeah, the moon. Kate makes a point.
The communications is the number one issue, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
These guys, Corey, it was crystal clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great up here. We're just going to play a little golf. One small step for mankind.
I don't know, son.
Bob called from Vermont. I got a $200 phone. It doesn't work in an elevator.
Yeah.
These guys are calling from the moon in the 60s.
Yeah, in the 60s. Michelle.
You can see a reflection.
Good point with that moon thing, Gabe.
The footprints aren't even the same. And then after when they got caught with it, they said, no, well, we actually had a photo shoot because we wanted to. So it's like, oh, so you never mentioned that you had a replica of the whole moon.
Yeah.
That you were doing a photo shoot for. And then Stanley Kubrick, the great director, before he died, he stated, by the way, I filmed the moon landing.
You see what I'm saying?
He said, they came to me because he basically did the Great Space Odyssey. He was the greatest director at the time. Uh-huh. And he stated. And now his daughter's like, no, my dad was kind of crazy. He said it right before he died. Why would he wait?
Nah, he wouldn't dare.
He dropped it. He was like, yeah, by the way, I did that.
I think he said that
they came to him and they said, we're losing the space war.
Like, why would you go to the moon? Like, you don't know.
How come they never went back once?
Why wouldn't you? I would go if I had the opportunity.
Never went
back. There'd be an effing hotel up there right now.
No, there wouldn't because there's no gravity.
They'd be selling this stuff.
So you would... You know,
people would pay for that. Fly, people pay to go to amusement parks.
You don't know what the temperature is like up there. You know what I'm saying?
I've heard it's cold.
Who do you know that's been?
They went to the moon and played. They went to the moon and played golf up there.
I've read.
They went to the moon. They were playing golf up there. They brought golf clubs too.
I don't know, son. I'm not buying it.
I'm not. I don't believe it.
I'm not buying the moon thing.
I believe they landed on Mars. But look at, you know.
Well, Core doesn't believe in Mars.
I don't think Mars is a thing either.
Look, Russia was ahead of the United States in the space program. And they were only sending monkeys up there because they knew, no, you're not coming back.
Yeah.
Russia knew. And how come Russia never tried after?
Yeah, exactly.
They knew. It was like, you can't do it.
There's no reason to go up that joint. And how long is the flight?
I think it's a long time.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? The flight is mad long. I'm not going.
Yeah. What other planets don't you think there are?
I've seen a space
shuttle.
I've seen a space shuttle launch before.
Oh, from where?
From Cape Canaveral.
Oh. Really, huh?
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, too.
The hottest day of my life, son. I've never been in such extreme heat before.
I saw it fly over me. For some reason, it flew over Montreal. But
really?
You know, remember when they were carrying it?
Yeah.
So it was like a plane. And it was actually like, it was like a magnet. Like the space shuttle was attached to it. It's pretty crazy.
Then the plane lets it go in the space.
Well, I think they were delivering it or something.
Maybe so. But I've seen a joint launch from Cape Canaveral. It was wild. It was so hot, son.
Some hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
I never forget that day. It was a little boy. He was still a family.
I don't know. Listen, the Kras Tyson guy, who's pretty smart, says that, no, it's true. They went to the moon, but he's in on it.
I don't trust that Tyson.
Of course. Like, he's part of that community.
That Neil deGrasse dude got that bad haircut.
Yeah, how would his career do if he was like, they never went to the moon?
Yeah, exactly.
He wouldn't be accepted by them.
He wouldn't have no
job. He's like a magician showing you the trick.
I don't trust that guy. I don't trust. When he started talking, I changed the channel. I don't trust that deGrasse Tyson guy.
We're not denying Mars' existence. We're just telling you, they didn't land on the moon in 69. Tupac is dead. Stevie Wonder can see.
Tupac is dead as a doorknob.
Yeah.
Ryan Dillon says they didn't go back to the moon because it was too expensive. So what are they going to Mars for now then?
Yeah.
Answer that.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Great song.
Great song, Bones. Bones is really on the good music choices today. Or whoever does. Does he control the song?
I've never heard this song before in my life.
Who?
Kanye West.
Of course, that means it's a classic.
Well, who's singing this?
Led Zeppelin, the best band of all time, Kashmir. Boys,
I'm not impressed, to be honest with you.
Just for the record, we'll move on from this, but Buzz Aldrin, who, of course, stepped on the moon, was once asked by somebody to put his hand on a Bible and to state, did you really step on the moon?
He refused to?
He punched the guy.
Oh, wow.
He didn't answer the question. He just punched him.
Buzz Aldrin was violent.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'm looking right here, and you can attest to this. This is.
Well, did he punch him? Because he's like, dude, come on, how much more do I have to prove to you?
This is Time Magazine. And so I'm not, this isn't just conspiracy.
Fake news.
Yeah. Oh, yikes.
Yeah, so basically, the big smoking gun, a film of Buzz Aldrin planting an American flag on the moon, which critics say it was not in space. The flag's movement, they say, clearly shows a presence of wind, which is impossible in a vacuum. NASA says Aldrin was twisting the flagpole to get the moon soil, which caused the flag to move.
Interesting. NASA got to answer.
Yeah, you know, there's just a lot of no.
Yeah. See, if you look at the camera this way, see what happened was, hey Gabe, that
all right. I just want to get and never mind that astronauts have brought back hundreds of independently verified moon rocks, as they say. Theorists have even suggested that filmmaker Stanley Kubrick may have helped NASA fake the first lunar landing. Given his 1968 film, The Space Odyssey, proves that technology existed back then to artificially create a space lake set. And, of course, Stanley Kubrick went on to say that, but a lot of people stayed after. He took it back after, but for all we know, they said, dude, you know what I mean? We're gonna seize your bank account. We're going to do this or that. Like, people always think that these conspiracies or secrets can't stay secret. It's not true. Like, you know, people can
You can definitely keep them joint secrets.
So we all know Kennedy got whacked, right?
Yep.
Nobody knows who did it officially. There are countless people who do know, right? They do know. They are in on the secret. So I don't buy that crap. Oh, you wouldn't be able to keep it a secret. If there's a bunch of people that are making money in something and it's in their best interest to protect something,
they will protect it. I guarantee you. There's plenty of secrets going on right now that need to be outed. You know what I'm saying? But people got a way to keep these things secretive. So I'm not even tripping off of that. All right, I want to tell you right quick, Gabe, that Toronto Golden State.
Yeah,
that line is at 9 now.
It's up to nine.
People feeling the Raptors tonight.
Yeah, they're not. You know what? The odds makers are trying to trap you. They're like, take Golden State. And you know the Raptors going to win by 17 or something tonight.
I agree.
The Raptors are probably going
to
smoke them.
If I had to bet this game,
like when you see something like this, guys, don't think, oh man, now I really got to take the Warriors at 9. No. The odds makers aren't wrong with these things.
Nope.
This could turn into one of those Golden State just taps out and it's 121-87.
You understand the rotation with Cook and Looney. Yes, Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson are there, but those guys get to sit at some point. When you go off that, you're not taking David West off that bench now. Iguodala's slowing down. The rotations are all screwed up. They don't who brings the ball up now? Normally when Steph is out, Draymond will bring the ball up. He's not there. They're playing through Kevin Durant right now. They look like the Oklahoma City Thunder.
They're rolling.
The Thunder?
The Raptors are rolling right now.
The Raptors, yeah, I would, to me, easily, this is the Raptors on the bet.
It's also a bigger game. It's not a good bet, though, laying nine. For the Raptors.
But it means more to Toronto than it does.
It means way more to the Toronto Raptors. Yep. Just to sort of send a message that, yeah, we are for real. We could compete with the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors have beaten them, I think, like seven or eight times in a row, actually. We'll confirm whether it's seven or eight.
The Warriors have been smacking them the past couple of years.
Right. There was a close game. It went to overtime last year, actually, okay. In Toronto.
Yeah.
But overall, listen, the Warriors have dominated everybody. And I think the Warriors, see some light at the end of the tunnel now, actually.
Yeah.
They've gone 2 weeks without any fights.
Yep.
Yes, it was intense with Green and Durant, but so what? You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Nobody going to get shot in the locker room.
Yeah. They're competitive people are going to get into arguments. And especially at the highest level of guys you really want to win. We talk about it. Right? The Atlanta Hawks aren't going to get into a fight after the game because they know they're going to lose. They don't
exactly.
care. It's like, wow, what are we going to fight for? You know, the Warriors have the expectation level. Plus, because it sounds crazy to say that Boogie Cousins is going to be a calming force. You got Steph Curry coming back this weekend. Boogie Cousins supposedly is going to be ready to play right around Christmas, right after Christmas. So let's say that in the new year, you're going to get him into the lineup. You're right, though. Their depth is a problem, dude. The bench isn't as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
But what team in the NBA besides the Raptors, really, with that depth, can do anything about it?
Nobody.
Like, anybody in the West? Like, who's stepping up?
Nobody in the West has stepped up right
who's
now.
Who's that
Utah making this trade.
Nah, but come on, dude.
Utah's not going to be.
That was last year.
Yeah, exactly.
And Houston.
Houston was last year, too.
Houston was last year.
They'll smoke Houston.
I think the best other team, really, is Denver. And I don't see Denver really beating the Golden State Warriors.
No. Somebody would have to emerge in the Western Conference. Maybe the Lakers get that good. I doubt it. They would have to make a couple of moves to get to that point. And LeBron would really have to lock in and focus. I don't see who the team is in the Western Conference. Like, last year, you was like, okay, Houston got smoked.
They got a puncher's chance.
2 years ago, you were like, San Antonio can maybe do it. This year's like, and they're playing bad. Nobody can beat them.
Now, look, and the Clippers are playing well, but does anybody in the right mind believe the Clippers are going to be the ones to knock the Warriors off? Now, the East is different. The East is still open. You can't anoint the Raptors anything, all right? The Raptors have never been to the finals before. They've been to the conference finals 2 years ago. They went six games. With the Cleveland Cavaliers. They've been knocking on the door, but I'm not discounting the Boston Celtics yet. I'm not going to discount the Philadelphia 76ers and Michelle Serpico's new favorite player and Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
And Joel, I tweet all
Joel
night, Embiid.
Yes.
I really like to see that study about like how it affects each player
right,
specifically.
I want to see after he tweeted that one that I said the other day on his Instagram story, that like poop one. I want to see how we did the next day. Wait, that was Sunday. Oh, you know what? Let me go to Monday's box score.
I think we could actually influence games with Michelle Serpico, Corey.
I think so.
Like if we got Michelle, like if you just sent like pictures, like, you know, some hot pictures, yeah. You slid into an NBA, basically.
Like
we,
slid into their DM.
We get you to slide into the DM.
Okay.
Don't do anything that, you know.
Don't disrespect Jake.
Yeah, right, just a right, couple of racy photos.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. A little banter back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And basically, but you just say, I'm only free at 3-4 a.m., so I'll speak to you again tomorrow night.
And then make
him
stay
going
up
a little bit.
And Joel Embiid, the kind of clown, he'd be up, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he's engaged now.
Oh, and then, yeah, well, yeah.
Hey, Gabe, don't sleep on the Trailblazers.
Good call. But, yeah, good, but not. You would be great with the Trailblazers because Kevin Durant laughed in McCollum's face.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
When he said, because if you guys don't remember the story in the offseason, so Kevin Durant went on CJ McCollum's podcast in person, too. Pretty cool. So he goes in person. McCollum's got a cool show, too. He has NBA guys on, and they talk like pretty straight dope type stuff.
You know, he has a background in broadcasting.
Yeah, he wants to be in the media. Yeah, yeah, like he's broadcast. Remember in the playoffs last year?
He had the kids on the court with him.
Yeah,
in
but
his program.
In 2 years or last year, whatever, he did analyst work.
Yeah, uh-huh.
During the playoffs, once they were out type thing. Yeah, like. He's part of the NBA media program.
Exactly.
Like he's going to be a broadcaster after. So McCollum's got a podcast. He's got Durant on. And McCollum says, man, you guys just got Boogie. He goes, it's not even fair anymore. He goes, man, I was really thinking, you know, we could get you guys, but now you got Boogie.
Yeah.
And Durant goes, get us. He goes, what you talking about? He goes, wow, we were the 3 seed last year in the West, man.
Y'all got immediately pumped.
And he goes, you were the three. He's like, so what? He goes, the seating don't mean nothing. He goes, you're Portland. And Durant sort of tells it like it is.
Yeah.
Durant just says, Portland will never win. He goes, you can't win. And then McCollum's like, why do you say that? And they're on the air. He goes, why do you say that? He goes, listen, man, I love you and Lillard. You guys are great. He goes, but you're Portland. You're not winning. He goes, you don't have enough. You're not going to win. So you figured that it was just sort of, you know, guys busting each other up, right?
Yeah.
McCollum was getting upset, basically.
No, he didn't like it.
He was like, what do you mean we can't win? He was like, we finished third last year. We could beat you. So the interview ends. A day later, McCollum can't help himself. He goes on Twitter, and he goes, well, you know, it might be hard, but at least I don't chase championships and ride.
Yeah.
You know, I don't jump on other teams' success. Me and Damian are going to do this on our own. And then KD was back on Twitter. Said, you're unbelievable.
Yeah.
He goes, I actually took time out to come to your stupid and little studio and basement to do this. And now you ripping me? Because I tell you, Portland not going to win?
He did say that, too.
Yeah, no.
Kevin Durant don't care, son.
Oh, yeah. He was like, your stupid show? I come and hung out with you?
Yeah. Because why would I hang out with CJ McCollum? I'm Kevin Durant. Screw you. And I'm like, wow, Kevin Durant really breaking
Kevin
the
Durant birth. Actually is one of the rare times where I think KD was right.
Yeah.
And McCollum, he called him like a bitch or something like that.
No, he got after him, yeah.
On Twitter, yeah. He said, he's a bitch that chases titles. Yeah. He's like, I wasn't a bitch when you invited me to your basement. So there is a little rivalry thing going on.
And Seth Curry plays for the Trailblazers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got Seth Curry versus his brother.
But they're not really going
to, you know. No. I mean, now, listen. You got Dame. You got McCollum. You got Joseph Nurkic. You know what I'm saying? Or Nurkic, how you pronounce his name. A piece here, a piece there.
You know Lillard. So Lillard set a record last night.
It can't be. They got embarrassed in the playoffs last year, though.
Crazy night last night with some stuff. So Damian Lillard last night caught on fire, setting a career high and franchise record with 10 three-pointers in a win against the Orlando Magic.
Dame can stroke it.
He made 10 three-pointers in the first three quarters of the game. And you know what? I cashed a ticket last night in this game. I had the Orlando Magic plus the 10 points.
Nice.
Russell Westbrook ties Jason Kidd. 23 points, 19 rebounds, and 5th assist. 107th triple-double of his career.
That's wild.
Ties him for third place on the all-time NBA list with Jason Kidd. Think about that, Corey. He's third all-time right now, and think how much basketball this guy has left.
A ton of basketball
Please
left.
Please don't tell me you're going to rip Westbrook now.
Russell Westbrook is a great offensive player.
You think he's a
who
a stat
you will
pattern.
Never win with. He pads his stats.
But this is when you have 107 triple doubles. That's not like padding stats.
How many?
It's dominant.
How many finals appearances? How many of those triple doubles were in the NBA finals? None.
I'll tell you, he's got one more NBA finals appearance than Jimmy Butler does. Game, set, match. Now Westbrook's the man. Another thing you're wrong about.
No, he's not.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Turn it up. What's this, Sweet Home Alabama?
Good job, Corey.
Oh, I knew this one. It's actually a good song right here.
Yeah, I like this song too.
Morning After continues. Of course, Alabama and Georgia in the SEC Conference Championship game.
Going to be tough for the Bulldogs to pull this one off.
He said, your dream is to appear on The View.
Yes.
My dream, I'd like to appear on the Dr. Pepper halftime show. You know, you throw the footballs for like the $1 million.
Oh, that's cool. Not as cool as being on The View, though, Gabe.
I guess, no, I'd take $1 million over being on The View.
Well, that's true, too. I would do the same thing also. Can you imagine Gabe on The View?
They give you like a, no. I think they give you like a scholarship check.
Yeah.
You take that down to the liquor store, see what you can get with that. You know what I mean?
I can't catch this.
Yeah, you move in. Like on when you're there, you pretend like you're happy. Thank you. I want to get my education. You have a $100,000 scholarship. You take it down to, you know, down to Paco's.
Bring the big check, too. Like the whole the big joint. Yeah.
Like, You know, come on, man. You know that some of the bodegas be cutting deals.
Yeah, somebody tried to
come
cash
on, man,
that joint.
Mrs. $80,000 at Penn State, bro. You give me $20,000 right now.
Do that joint. Whatever. Yo.
When I lived in Hollywood in the old days, in the late 80s, early 90s, the classified paper, the classifieds, the newspapers, totally full with, like, prizes from game shows, like The Price is Right and stuff.
Stop playing.
Yeah, because you have to pay tax on that stuff.
So you can, okay.
And nobody wants this stuff, Corey.
No, uh-uh.
Like, let's say you were sitting in a crowd at The Price is Right. You're just, you know, and you want a boat or something. What the hell are you going to do with a boat?
Nothing I can do with a boat.
You want the money.
Give me the money. Well, I'm going to do park the boat in the Hudson River. I'm not taking that damn boat.
No. And then they tell you, oh, yeah, and you owe us $2,700 to take the boat.
Nah, son, I'm like,
What do you do right away? You put an ad up. Hey, who wants to buy this boat from
son,
me?
I'm leaving that boat right at that joint. I'm like, one of y'all buy it.
Let me screw you, Bob.
Yep. Hey, Bob, stop playing with me. Cut me a check, Bob. You had this boat. The boat.
All right, so Matt Stinch
comes
in. Michelle,
I'll take the boat, though. I can sell the boat to Michelle.
Oh, yeah, I'll take the boat. I can totally afford it.
You and Jake can go boating.
He's getting a boat this summer.
Oh, Jake's getting the boat this summer? Oh, that's what's up.
Well, see, so what? He's got money, too.
He does well for himself. Oh, yeah, he's all right.
What line of work
is he? He's younger than me. You guys know he's younger than me?
I did not know that.
You're younger dudes. Huh?
Oh, look at you.
Well, no, not normally.
Robbing the cradle.
What line of work is he in?
He works in sales.
Well, it's kind of vague.
Yeah.
He works.
Corey's friends work in sales, too.
I know dudes that work in sales. And he kind of like runs, it's called Fancy Heat, his company, and he sells something in candles, that like this chemical in candles.
My guys sell chemicals, too.
So in other words, what you're saying is you're dating a chemical dealer.
Yes, a chemical dealer.
Nice.
So, you know, you guys would get along good. He wants to meet you guys. He really, well, he's met you. He really wants to meet you. He thinks you're hilarious.
Tell Jake to come in. I'll shake his hand.
I like the accuracy of which Michelle is aware of her boyfriend's business.
It's so complicated.
It's like a candle thing.
Yeah.
It's a chemical that they sell in candles. I know like one of his clients is MGM. He has like a bunch of...
Oh, that's not a bad client to have.
But you know what one of his territories is?
What?
New England.
Oh,
he has to travel to Boston a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Booty grabbers.
I'm going to tell him to be careful up there.
Oh, yeah. I've told him.
I think she has to be more careful than him.
Yeah.
I think he'll be fine. All right, so SEC Conference Championship game this weekend. Alabama, you know, one thing about Alabama is, you know, they were dominant in the first half all year. The last couple of games, they have been a little slow out of the gate. Of course, they were tied with the Citadel at the half in that cupcake scrimmage game a couple of weeks ago. Last week against Auburn, it was a close game early in the first half. And, in fact, Auburn could have been in it, but Auburn's wide receivers kept dropping the football. Now, you know, you got a low number here. We've been talking about this throughout the week. Alabama have won every game this year by 20 or more points, man.
Yeah.
So now you're only laying 13. This Georgia team last year, I think, was better with
Georgia
Nick Chubb and Sonny Michel. DeAndre Swift is really good. Holyfield's kid is okay. He's pretty good.
Cook's little brother.
Yeah, you got Lil Cook, but, you know, he really hasn't had the big impact. He'll be in rotation next year more. Fromm has played some pretty good football over the last couple of weeks. Georgia are very.
Do you like Fromm?
I like him. I don't love him.
And I think I actually see this a couple weeks ago. I could see Fromm getting benched in this game.
Not this. Yeah. You know, they played the two. They played the two quarterbacks. They've been going back and forth. You know, Fromm's playing his best football of the year right now.
Yeah.
Coming in here. You know, there's a lot of talk, ooh, it's a revenge spot, and, you know, Georgia this and Georgia that. I don't see it. I don't think Georgia is as good as they were last year, and I know Alabama are better this year than they were last year. This is Alabama's best team ever.
Yeah.
And it's arguably the best college football team ever, as the numbers dictated. And nobody's ever won every game by 20 points before.
You got a situation right here. Like, okay, it's really nothing that you can point to, like you said. Not the same team as last year. Chubb and Michelle were NFL-ready players. Swift is a very good player, may not be NFL ready yet, or with DeAndre Swift.
He's getting there.
He's getting there. He'll be ready next year. DeAndre, Jake Fromm, I like the kid. I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's beat Alabama good.
had a chance to beat him last year. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the other, I can't think of the other young man's name. The defense for Georgia, though, is nowhere near what it was last year. Now, Georgia doesn't have no bad losses. The loss to LSU is not a bad loss. They don't have no big-time wins either. So I'm looking at this as really Alabama should be able to dominate this game. Like I said, this is Alabama's best team that we've seen in a while. The game is going to be in the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
I'll be laying
the
points.
But it's no advantage.
Nah, that doesn't mean anything.
It's no advantage. You know what I'm saying? Because like Alabama floods that joint every year anyway.
Alabama owned that stadium in the same way Coach K owns MSG.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like Duke is sort of their unofficial home away from home.
Yeah.
And they just win there. Michigan are actually really good at MSG, too, for one reason or another. They're like 10-1 or something
okay.
in a city in New York recently. But Nick Saban, I thought it was one game that he lost. I think he's lost two in his life in Atlanta. And it was to Tim Tebow was one of them.
Okay.
Remember, Tebow got him once.
Yeah.
And maybe he lost, you know, off the top of my head, that Ohio State game against Alabama when Cardale Jones beat him. I thought that was in New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl. But like I said, Nick Saban's only lost twice in his life, basically, in Atlanta. Like you said, it's their home field.
It's there, exactly.
Like it's yeah. not a home game at all, for Georgia.
Roll Tide, they'll come in there. Listen, it'd be 50-50.
Yes.
But it's not going to be, you think it's because Atlanta's down the road from Athens. It's not going to be a Georgia Bulldog crowd. I say.
I think Bama are going to roll them, bro.
I think it's about 40-21.
Yeah, you know what? I think it'll be close. Sort of like the Auburn game, first quarter, 10-7. They're going back and forth. You're like, hey, look at these guys are playing with them. You know, nobody's been as good. We talked about the first half. Alabama's been great in the first halves. But
it's just like.
In the last couple of weeks, been a second half adjustments, too.
Georgia can beat everybody besides Alabama and Clemson.
I think it's a good way of putting it.
Exactly. You know what
I'm
saying?
And you know what? I think Georgia could beat Clemson.
I could see that.
I think they could be.
Okay,
Clemson.
I can see that. I think it'll be a close game. I would give Clemson a nod. I think Georgia can beat Notre Dame. I think Georgia can beat Michigan.
Yeah, out of those four teams, like Notre Dame is the lowest in the power poll.
Exactly.
Right?
Uh-huh. I would
Georgia's
say that.
Not going to be in the playoff.
They would have to win this game.
They have to
and
win this
game. And
they're
not going to win this game.
They're not going to win this game.
I don't see them winning this game. Like I said, that defense took too much of a hit this past season.
I'd lay the points.
I would agree with you on that. We can agree on something. Michelle, make it unanimous.
Coming together.
You laying the points on Georgia?
And I'm going to be taking.
I'm laying the points on Georgia.
I mean, you're laying the points on Alabama, my bad.
On Alabama,
so that's
yeah.
Unanimous.
Roll Tide.
Roll
yeah.
Tide.
Yeah, and I'll be taking the points with Texas. We'll get into that a little bit later. We got time to talk about these games, but let's check in with Michelle Serpico right now. What are we leaving on the table, Michelle? Because it seems like our guests are always ready to join us and whenever you're ready to... lay it on the line for us.
So since we briefly talked about it before, I'll talk about it. So Raptors star Kawhi Leonard has agreed to a multi-year endorsement deal with New Balance. League sources told Yahoo Sports. He's getting ripped for it, though. Like, a lot of people are saying they don't like the shoes.
But New Balance don't make basketball shoes.
No, he's getting ripped.
True. Yeah, but a lot of people don't really like, I guess, New Balance.
Well, people look at New Balance as sort of like grandpa shoe or like, you know, a jogger type thing.
Yeah.
But people think Kawhi Leonard is so sort of bland. You know, the shoe that's out there on Twitter right now, that's not the Kawhi Leonard model. Like, the Kawhi Leonard model will be out in a couple of months.
It'll probably be a little cooler than that.
I'm sure
like
it'll be way cool.
Like, but you know what, Corey? You call them grandma shoes or grandpa shoes, but you made fun of. Remember when me, you, and my mom were drinking and you made fun of my Feelers?
You had the Feelers on and Chuck Taylor's.
Feelers, and you said they're grandma shoes.
Feelers are the shoes. Those are grandma shoes.
Feelers
are grandma
balance?
Shoes.
I think New Balance.
New Balance is old people's shoes, too, but yeah. they mag. But New Balance got some style to it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you don't
Feelers,
think...
I don't really see. Like, the ones you had were cute, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, when my grandmother used to go to Atlantic City on the weekend, she'd ride the bus to Atlantic City, tracksuit, Feelers.
Your grandma was cool.
And a visor, you know what I'm saying?
You know what shoes?
Not that kind of tracksuit.
Is that your grandma?
No.
Settle down, Bones.
Yeah, no. Not that kind of tracksuit. Like the old lady zip-up tracksuit, purple. It'd be like purple and orange, and it had like some flowers on the back or something. Yeah. She zipped that joint up.
Grandma casino bus.
Yeah, exactly. The casino swag.
Yeah, like I've been there. When I lived in Vegas, actually, best pair of shoes I picked up, actually, in the last couple of years. And I used to be like, a pretty like shoe-type guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had this shoe and that model. And you know what I mean? I didn't spare expense really with shoes.
Yeah.
But as I get older, Corey said, I'm looking for comfort, Michelle.
That's it. Yeah.
These dogs been walking, yeah.
I bought, this is as old and as white and grandpa as you can
Skechers?
Get. Skechers? Dr. Scholl's.
Oh, yeah. Son.
Wow. You yeah, that's joints? Like the.
I bought the white Dr. Scholl's.
That is the ultimate.
Dude, they were like walking on heaven.
Yeah.
It was like, no, their grandpa, she was like, I was walking around the casino with a jump. You know, like big, thick, white sort of. Yeah. The shoes are just like cheap, white sort of
them
leather.
Orthopedic joints.
Yeah. They're like $19.99 at Walmart. Oh, man. I beat the crap out of those. I hung on forever.
Them the shoes angle wear. When angle come down to the city.
I see angle wear like combat boots. Like he's all cool, though, angle.
I never noticed his shoes. I gotta look.
Ain't nothing cool about Scott Angle.
Wearing like boots.
He can dance.
He can dance.
And he can rap.
Scott can dance.
He's a multi-talented performer.
He is. He is.
Fantasy Hall of Famer.
Fantasy Hall of Famer,
rapper,
right, Corey?
Dancer?
Yeah.
Rapper, dancer.
Now, the Corey's blackballed from the hall, like Pete
Stripper.
Rose.
Stripper. Chiquita Hammock.
Part-time Chiquita Hammock. That's Scott Angle, the king.
I do like, when you look at these championship games, they're very difficult to for betting purposes. Like, Northern Illinois and Buffalo.
That's your Maxion game right
there.
Yeah,
there's your Mac game. Tough game. You can't say, oh, yeah, I want to put $500 or $1,000 on
it. No,
that.
I wouldn't do
like,
that.
Like, I'm going to the sports book today, actually. I'm not going to go back, actually, so I got to make my decision for this game tomorrow, Corey. Wow. I might just bet Saturday's games then, too, to be honest. Like, Utah and Washington.
This is Washington, son.
I'm thinking Washington beat them down.
Yeah,
too.
I think Washington smack them.
People are going to get suckered into taking Utah here, but Washington.
That'd be a mistake. I would lay the five with Washington.
Remember, Washington coming into the year were a playoff caliber team. They were predicted. They were actually the fourth team projected to be in the playoffs by the odds makers. They have a lot of talent. Wasn't a great year for them, but big win for them last week.
They lost to Auburn, right?
Yeah.
Auburn beat them
in a tough
early.
Game in week one.
That's real hard. Washington and that game was in Atlanta.
Yeah, and they were the better team.
Uh-huh.
They should have beat Auburn. Like, Auburn got lucky in that game. They had a lot of calls went against Washington. I'm saying, no, Corey, Washington, it's not the year they wanted, but nothing wrong with winning the Pac-12 and then going and playing Ohio State in the Rose Bowl.
You're right. They'll be in the Rose Bowl, you know, playing Ohio State. So,
like, and you win the Rose Bowl, you're going home happy. Yeah. You got a nice college career. Like, it's basically, I think Washington roll them. The game, and I hate to do this to Sooner Lisa, but the game I'm looking at betting on here, some more significant units, would be the Texas Longhorns plus 8 points.
I like Texas in this spot right here.
Tom Herman, say what you will about Herman. Tom Happy Ending Herman.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Tom Happy Ending Herman. It's a happy ending for everyone. Yeah, it's a happy ending if you bet on him because he's great as an underdog.
I don't like this game being at noon. But Texas. Texas is a live dog.
Give me the 8 points. Give me the 8 points in that game. That Alabama-Georgia game, I'll lay the points with Bama, but it's a tricky one. I like Texas plus the 8.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Stop. Why'd you gotta ruin my morning like that, Gabe?
I can't
even look. So scary.
It's just a dude diving into the water.
But explain what kind of dude.
A smaller. Uh-oh. Is that better? Is this a better?
That's better. That's better. That's much better than.
All right. The morning after continues. Michelle Serpico in the house.
But I just got breaking news.
What do you got?
So for those who think cussing belong in sports radio, there were fewer F-bombs dropped on the Scores Hardcore Radio last week as host Gabriel Morenci was absent from the afternoon radio TV program. Tuesday, we found out why. Morenci broke the news on Twitter that he's been fired by the network.
What'd you do?
What did you do, Gabe?
Morenci was originally suspended last week after an on-air drinking incident and other behavioral quirks. Something confirmed by so-and-so of the Score, blah, blah, blah.
Where are you reading this misinformation? Fake news.
The Globe and Mail.
Oh, the Globe and Mail.
No, no, no. Define the behavioral quirks. He ate somebody's food and got fired.
You ate someone's...
That's what it said.
No, I didn't eat someone's...
You had behavioral quirks, including eating your fellow employee's food.
And eating someone else's food, Cam Stewart.
Yeah, that would be...
You ate Cam's McDonald's bag?
No, that would be
Cam's... I don't
Cam
think
Stewart.
Cam would snitch on you, though.
And
I think he would.
You know what? I didn't. You know what's funny too? Because somebody was just asking me. Actually, they said we need some press clippings of you. So there's some press clippings. You know what's crazy?
All the clippings are of you getting fired from somewhere.
The Globe and Mail is actually one of the biggest newspapers
in Canada. Right?
Yeah, it's a big time paper as well. So I don't really see how this is breaking news, Bones. adding to it, this is...
I thought it'd be funnier than it was.
It's like... Well, what do you mean? What's funny about it?
It was vague.
I don't know what's funny.
It's funny getting fired for eating somebody's food. That's funny.
I didn't get fired for eating someone's food.
But if you're eating Cam's food, then not so funny.
Yeah, but I didn't get fired for eating someone's food. I got fired for saying that the owner was a stupid idiot.
Irresponsible journalism.
No, that's why I got canned. The actual reason why was... I said this earlier in the week. I was one of the first people to get squeezed by Twitter, Michelle.
Oh,
like, yeah,
really?
Like Twitter just came out. And yeah, I got smashed, and I went on Twitter, and I said that the powers that be don't know what the hell they're doing. They basically were firing everybody, and then I said they're a bunch of idiots, and then I got fired.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah, that's a great story.
That was the gist of it. And I did get smashed as well.
Nice.